Amen. I'm back again. I get the privilege and honor to share with you today in Pastor Wayne's absence. I always consider it a privilege to be able to open God's Word and try to inspire or encourage or convict or uproot or build or whatever He wants to accomplish. So I'm grateful to be here. Father, we're thankful that Your presence is here in this room. Do what only You can do. Shed light. Help us to know You more. Draw close to us as we take steps closer to You, Lord. Invade our space. We don't want just words. We want experience. We want impact. Allow it to settle deep into our hearts and our souls. Thank You for being God in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's face it, we don't want to work for anything. We don't want to work hard for anything. We don't want to do anything that confronts us, anything that feels difficult. We want people to like us. We want to be loved. We want to be celebrated. You heard that statement, like, go where you're celebrated, not tolerated. That's what we think. We've been conditioned to kind of get out of things prematurely if it doesn't suit us, if it doesn't uplift us, if it doesn't give us what we need in that moment. Just think about it. If you read a post you don't like, what do? You unfollow. If I read some, right? How many of you are on social media? How many times do you unfollow people? With a click of a button, poof, they're gone. You're saying something, you're doing something that doesn't plumb with me, guess what? Peace. But we do that in a lot of areas of our life. We just unfollow, we disconnect. Relationships, jobs, churches, I mean, you name it. Money, even our health sometimes. We don't like our nose, we pay money, we get it fixed. We just want to have what we want, and we want life on our terms. And if you do not match up with what we envision for our lives, then we will disconnect from you. We will detach from you. We will cut you off. Some of us have a trash can in our living room full of body parts of people we have cut off. We're done. We walk away without even computing. And we no longer understand as a culture the value of hanging in there. Of what it means to stay the course with somebody, to go through difficulty and to come out on the other side and be stronger because of it. We don't like it, we move on. So we look up, and when we see our lives, we have no deep roots. Because we've only stayed at a church long enough till somebody offends us, and we're out. We are in relationship with people that we thought we loved, and they did something we didn't like, and we're out. I wonder what life would be like if we all had to stay in stuff longer than we wanted to. When it gets difficult, we switch to something more agreeable, something more acceptable. When was the last time you endured something to the end? Like that you got to the end of a thing. Now, I'm not talking about a Netflix series, because I know you got that. But whether it's a box of cereal, a cup of coffee, a childhood relationship, a pledge. When was the last time you got to the end? I mean, some of us don't even get to the end of paying off our car. Like, you 3 payments away, but you got to trade it. You just have to trade it. Because we don't know how to really get to the other side of a thing. We make decisions and we end things prematurely sometimes. We're less likely to see it through. I used to hear the old folks always say how grateful they were that they've been through all kinds of things. I've been through fires. I've been through floods. I've been through... And you're like, wow, bankruptcy. And I went through 25 divorces. And like, I've had 6 kids die. And I'm listening going, oh my God. And they're like, but I'm so much better because of it. And I wanted that anointing, you know, how to hang in there. Despite life being life. And people would quote that scripture. I think it's Psalm 119. It said, it was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees, Lord. That we go through things sometimes in life and we're all the better because of it. Yes. See, we want to know God as provider, but we never want to have need. See, we want to know that you're a healer. We want to sing about it, but we never want to be sick. So there are things in life, in order for us to experience God in that way, we have to go through. How do you know? We just want to read it and believe it. We want you to tell us that that's who God is, but we never want to know for ourselves. You could keep that testimony, right? I'm going to let y'all have that one. I want God to be good all the time. James is reminding us of a very valuable exercise, and there's so much that could be said in this scripture. I ask the Lord for one thing. Can you tell your neighbor one thing? One thing that we can hold on to and carry us in this week and carry us in this season. Pastor Wayne spoke beautifully last week about being in the in-between and going from peak to peak. And some of us are on the mountaintop, and God is good and life is good and the stars are aligning and we are firing on all cylinders. And that's amazing. Others of us have found that we had that word that God spoke, that promise, and now it's work. And we're having to live in the reality of giants in the land that has been promised to us. And so I think no matter what stage you're at or where you are in your life and your journey, James has something that's very beneficial for us. And he's speaking to people of God experiencing trial. And he says in James chapter number 1, verse 2 through 4, consider it pure joy. It's not joy, but consider it pure joy. My brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, and a trial for you may be nothing to me. What you're going through may not affect me. So he's given us the full gamut of what it, trials of many kinds. So that means whatever your thing is, that's your thing. And whatever my thing is, it covers all of us in whatever we are experiencing. Because you know that the testing of your faith, which are the things that come to challenge our belief in God, that the testing of our faith produces perseverance. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kind, because you know the testing of your faith produces perseverance. So consider joy when you face trials, all kinds of trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Here's where we're going to camp out in verse number 4. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. He says, let, allow, permit, give room for perseverance to do its work. So you're going through trial. And you can be joyful because on the other side of this trial is perseverance. Allow perseverance to work, because when it does, you are mature and complete, not lacking anything. Nothing missing, nothing broken. You say, well, what is perseverance? Steadfastness in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. It's a steady persistence in a course of action, purpose, or state, especially in spite of difficulties, obstacles, or discouragement. What is perseverance? Doing something even when it gets difficult, or when it's not, you don't see signs of success just yet. Continuing an action over and over again. And Aaron set it up so beautifully. You just walk right through. He was talking about going to this doctor, and he went every day or however many days for 9 months and heard no, 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 until one meeting for 1 minute at the end of that 9 months ended up being 50% of his accounts. Did I hear you correctly? But that was the sign. Continuing in a thing even when it's difficult. See, we're in this summer of miracles, and we're talking about favors falling, and we're believing God to do supernaturally all kinds of things in our lives. Well, what happens is we'll try in a direction and we will give up prematurely. Some of us are already blessed. We haven't stayed around long enough to get the blessing. You give up. You give up. You walk away because you don't see signs of success. And you conclude that God is not in it. It is not for me. It's not good for me. And we walk away. A lot of your blessings are left on the side of the road. He's reminding us. Perseverance is staying a course of action despite difficulty and then the absence of success. For us, we're like, I'm good. If it's not working for me, I'm good. I'm out. And we want to give in to something that's going to be good for us immediately. But God is teaching us and forming a different capacity in us. He's saying, I want you to be mature and complete. You want that, right? You don't want to be broken. You want nothing missing, nothing lacking. Okay, this is how you're going to accomplish that. Stay in there. Hang in there. Now, there's another generation that hung in there a little too long. You have to be wise in discerning the seasons and knowing it's time for this to end and it's time for me to walk away. But for a group of us, we feel discouraged in some ways. And we made all kinds of assumptions about what this particular season meant, what this particular set of no's meant. And God is saying, perseverance is working. Allow it to work. Give it room. You've prayed prayers. You've asked God for things. And he's sending answers. Answers don't always come in bliss. Answers don't always come in the absence of struggle. But we see struggling, but oh, God's not talking to me. Some things require work, require you to get up and keep going, even when it hurts, even when it's not for you, even when you feel like it's not for you. People come to me all the time, like, I'm about to quit my job. I'm tired of them. I'm about to go find something else better. God has something better for me. Better. That is just the word that anything God does, it has to be better than whatever was before. Right? You hear this, right? I got laid off. God has something better for you. Right? It's always about better. I tell the person, go back and work for another month. Just let's be sure that the time is up for you. And don't walk away because it's difficult, because that promotion could have been on the other side of you hanging in there. And the very thing you want comes with a price. I want God, open up doors for me. Give me a new space. I'm ready to be the CEO. I'm ready to take this company to the next level. And then you go to work next day, I quit. How? Sometimes hanging in there provides and does something in us, and our victory is just on the other side of the difficulty. So God is wanting just to expand our sight and show us that just because it's not now doesn't mean that it's no forever, that there may be something bigger, something greater in store for us, even when there's difficulty or a lack of success in an area. Just touch the shoulder person next to you, tell them, persevere. And what I love most about this perseverance is, he said, this stuff is testing your faith. These trials, these things have come to challenge your belief in me. And it's producing perseverance. It's teaching me how to stay at something longer than I wanted to. There's a premature departure from the very thing that gives way to what we want. Think about your life. Think about the last 6 months. How many times did you give up or walk away because it wasn't working? I know I used to circle for parking. You know, when you want to find a parking space, you just circle around. You just keep driving around, 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 around. And then I got smart one day because, you know, you keep driving around and then you see the white lights in the rearview mirror and you get totally mad because you were just there and that was just your space and you just kept driving. I start getting smart and just wait them out. Somebody has to leave. So I'm gonna pick a spot, a nice shady spot, and I'm gonna put one of my favorite tunes on, and we're gonna sit here for 4 minutes and wait because somebody will leave. It's just depending, it's how you wanna wait. how you want to spend your time. And far too often, we look in the rear view saying, that was mine. But you drove off. You couldn't wait. It was too difficult. You moved on. And somebody who would swoop right on in there. Perseverance. To stay at something, a course of action, purpose, state, in spite of difficulty, in spite of obstacles, in spite of discouragement. Now, some of you going to hear this message and be like, you know, I just need to keep calling this man and keep going after this man because he is my husband. And I know I need to keep, they said perseverance. You really need discernment and you really need the Spirit to really show you what we're talking about here. This is a difficulty that is, this is in a certain line of light, okay? But we're short-sighted. We can only tolerate now. So the future is so unpredictable that we don't really care about it until we're in it. Perseverance helps us build up the muscles that we need to function, to have faith, to believe, even when we don't see it. To know that by the end of a thing, it will work out. Now, I'm not saying you got to stay the course in life. Some people, I go, your whole life, you are not a living sacrifice. Okay? So life doesn't have to be bad. Because somebody will come up to me after the message and go, you know what? My whole life, I've been enduring. And I feel like that's not fair. Your whole life, you shouldn't be a living sacrifice. That everything in your life has just been hell. I do think that there is room for God to show love and grace and peace and for you to wake up and not have to worry about certain things at some point in your life. But this is a capacity that we as believers need to really build up in this season. Because when God speaks his word over us, it will come to pass. But he doesn't tell us all about the process in between. So perseverance ensures that as long as we're allowing it to work, that we will get to our desire in the proper time. That we won't give up. That we won't let these distractions. Because if small difficulties is all you needed to take you out, you are so cheap. To shipwreck your destiny, to shipwreck your faith, to shipwreck you and what you have in front of you, if all it took was a no, wow, I don't know if you have what it takes. So you got to have a different kind of perspective that says, if this is what you, if this is your best shot to throw at me to get me off, you need to keep trying. I'm not going to let this small argument ruin a 20-year friendship. I'm going to need you to go breathe and come back and let's keep on this path. We're going to hang in there even when it's difficult because this perseverance is building something in us. It's making us more complete. It's making us more mature, not only in our faith, but in our life. We live in cycles and we go over this time and time again. We try, we don't see anything, we move on to the next thing. And they call those, what, jack of all trades, but a master of none kind of thing. So we have lots of experiences, lots of people. We know a lot of people, but we're not really known. Because the moment the relationship got too challenging, we left. God is saying in this season, I want to remind you that I'm working something. Hang in there. Despite not seeing signs of success, just give it one more day. Give it one more minute. Give it one more month. I'm going to try this one more. And ask the Holy Spirit, invite him in and say, Lord, this is what I feel you have called me to. This is what I'm doing. This is the path that I think I'm supposed to be on, and it's not working. Help me to see if this is what you really want for me. What are you doing in this? Invite him in instead of making decisions based on what you feel you want and what you feel you need. We may have thrown away destiny by making a decision because it didn't feel good. I told the last service that I have had more no's in this little season of favor here we're talking than I have probably had in my adult life. Like, I just don't remember people telling me no for no reason. Like, no. And I'm like, what? I just, don't understand it. I've always tried to be an overachiever, a do-gooder, so I would already research all the possible scenarios, and I've already worked with them before I present my case. So it was undeniable, you know, like as a child, I would tell my dad, okay, Dad, I knew I wanted to go to the party, right? 16, had my own car, which I financed with my mom's social and her driver's license. Walked into the credit union, honey, and got it. Got pre-approved at 16, okay, with my mom's information. Don't try that at home, please. But I did that. So I was 16, car wash, ready to go out that night. It's the weekend. I know my dad. Is he here? No, he's not here. I know my dad. So I'm the kind of child that would go, homework done, chores done, car wash, gas, gas in the tank. And everything he could possibly say as a reason to say no, I would already solve it. So the moment I went to him, he had no other option but to say yes, because I had already done everything he was going to ask me to do before he even asked me to do it. So in some ways in life, I live like that, always being extra prepared so I can get the yes. So then I walk into summer 2018, and I can't even get an extra pack of ketchup. Like, can I get some more ketchup? No. Can I get two barbecue sauce? Two? No. Only one. But it's teaching me, and it's working a different capacity. Like, oh, okay, this is how you keep on going, even when people put roadblocks in front of you. It's working another muscle that hadn't been worked. Now, I'm the kind of person to say, well, I'm good. I'm just not going to ask anybody for anything else. I'm just not going to ask. It's a season of no for me, and I'd rather just have hope. And just be quiet. It's just not working. Nothing is working for me. But God was saying, you know what? Hang in there. Despite difficulty, I'm building something. And you got to stand it long enough for my work to be accomplished. That if you get into more comfortable situations now, you're going to miss what I'm doing. And I'm more intrigued about what he's doing that'll affect my destiny than I am about my now. It's okay. Take a couple lumps right now. Let your ego be bruised. Okay? Just take it for a little bit, knowing that at the end of the thing, there's a transformative work that God is doing. He says, let it have its work. We misinterpret the reason for our circumstance. We think, well, I'm experiencing trial. I'm going through these things because God doesn't love me. I'm being punished for something that I didn't do. We think that I'm hurt because I'm bad. I'm dealing with this because there's something I should have done. And we go through all these different changes. And sometimes it's just simple. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. Being a Christian doesn't mean you are excluded from hard times. That's not true. It's how you deal with the hard times that defines you. It's not that once you say yes to God and I'm giving, I'm serving, I'm doing everything right, therefore there should be nothing bad in my life. That's not true. James is talking to believers. He's talking to primarily a Jewish audience. He's telling people, he's saying to the 12 tribes that are scattered. He's talking to people who say, well, I'm with God. I'm on the Lord's side. He's telling them, hang in there. He's telling them, stay the course. Keep at it in your marriage, in your relationships, in your schooling, at your job. Keep at it. There will come a time where you know my season is up. God bless you. You will know that. You will know it's time. Until then, don't let the difficulty define the time. Difficulty does not define time. God defines the time to stop, to end, to move on. Getting in an argument with somebody at your job is not your door out. See, I told you it was time. Hang in there. I remember telling somebody this example, and it's really helped me. You know, when you have a mortgage, and you can have an interest-only loan. And so you pay maybe a lesser payment for a period of time. And you go maybe, just say you go 15 years on interest only, and then you get to year 15 and you want to get rid of the property. Well, this is time to cash in. You've already paid your interest for the first half. You hang in there so you receive the benefit of doing the hard work up front. You miss out on your whole blessing because you want to give up prematurely. The same way in our marriages, the same way in our life. We just decide a little too soon that it's time for us to go when we actually need to press in and persevere. Stay the course. Can you touch the person next to you and tell them, stay the course? When we're going through difficulty, when we're experiencing trial, we want to avoid the pain. We want to cover it up. We want to deny it's there. We want to work harder. We want to try to be more spiritual, to overshadow what we're dealing with. We want to repress it. We want to move past it. We have so much that comes up for us. And I'm so thankful. Some of us want to numb it. We want God to just take it away. We haven't been taught well how to suffer. We were in the garden with God in the cool of the day, Adam and Eve, just living life, just thankful. And when sin happened, it created a new reality for us. We know how to receive love. We know how to be in love. We know how to have happiness and joy. But we don't really know how, in our human strength, to stay at a thing that's difficult for us. In a healthy way, with our sight on God. We know how to zone you out. We know how to cut off. We know how to disconnect. And I think James is reminding us that there's also a space to learn to persevere. To be mature, to be complete, to see the end of the road, sometimes it means I gotta go through something that I don't want to, longer than I want it to. But this is still a capacity. This is another tool you have in your arsenal. You always have free will. You can always walk away. But you can always stay. You can always hang in there too. I think God's heart and why we needed to share this is in this summer of miracles, something has been declared and something has been released over us. And it would just give the enemy so much joy to see us never fulfill it. That there are forces working against us. That evil and darkness doesn't want God to get the victory. And it's just a thought that maybe in these trials, these various things we go through in life, setbacks, disappointments, these things, that they're also means that the enemy uses to distract us away from our ultimate victory. Take courage. Stay steadfast. You will be who you were meant to be. You will accomplish everything, not some things, everything that God has put before you. It will go well with your soul. It will work out. You will have the things that you have longed for. It has to happen. You know, what would be the point of all this? God is not the kind of God that wants to confuse us. He's not dangling strings to make our life confusing and chaotic. He's not like that. He loves us. He cares for us. And I don't care what is happening in your life that wants to challenge your faith and say, no, he doesn't. He does. Persevere through difficulty. Because at the end of this thing, you will be complete, mature, resting. When you see, don't you sometimes see people in, like, they're on like another level, right? Maybe they're the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. I don't know. But their disposition, their temperament is calm or at peace. And you wonder, how did this person, they manage so much. They have so much resource. They have access to all these things. They have everything at their fingertips. How are they so cool? I wonder how much perseverance they actually have had in their lives, that when they get to the place they were destined for, they know how to sit in it. They can recount all those difficult moments and they learn through the process how to endure, how to get through it. You know what it teaches you when you persevere? It teaches you how to get through difficult things. Getting through difficult things teaches you how to get through difficult things. So when more difficult things happen in the future, you recall the times that you have done that before. You're not surprised when you get to your destiny. You worked hard to get there. You've seen the favor of God. You've seen giants in the land. You've killed a few yourself. You just cutting things off at the head. That stuff is valuable for your future. It's not as simple as an unfollow. This is your life. Take courage. It will happen because God said it will. So Lord, we just trust you with these things. Help us to have perseverance, to stay the course for what you have assigned to our lives, even if it's difficult. I don't care, Lord, if some of us have been in years of a funk, that we've been so discouraged that things weren't working, that we have gotten out of the game. I thank you for reinvigorating those dreams, for reinvigorating those relationships, for bringing these things to the surface so that you can get your ultimate purpose. You can have your way. I thank you, Lord, that you are making us overcomers, that you are giving us this story, this testimony, that we know for sure who you are because we've experienced you as that. I thank you, Lord, that you are making ways in desert places. You are. And you think we're strong enough to handle all the things in our life. Thank you, Lord. Build up our muscle. Build up our capacity. We bless you and we trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. I just wanted to sing this song over you. And then we're done. It's just something that's really helped me. And newer seasons of no. How to be reminded of who God is and what he has said. You know, sometimes when you go through things, you forget about all that. You forget about the dreams. You forget about the futures. I don't care. I just want to sleep tonight. You can keep all of it. But God still has a plan and a destiny. And this song has kind of helped me settle into that reality and to speak to my own soul. Because we are the ones that self-sabotage. Right? We fix the fight for ourselves. We do things to intentionally ruin certain parts of our lives. We cut it off and we make sure you'll never call me again. And this helps me speak to myself in situations. So we can sing it. So just listen and open your heart to what God is saying to you. Do this. Take time, breathe in here.
keeping your promises to us. Thank you for keeping your promises to us, God. Come on, let's stand. Father, we thank you. We bless you for your kindness to us, to keep your promise. We're not entitled to have a life that's peaceful. We're not entitled to have a life that's absent of struggle. But God, you've given us the power, the perseverance to stay the course, to keep trusting you, to keep following your ways despite difficulty. I thank you that you've made us complete and mature. Help each of us in our own way and our own trial to stay in there a little bit longer, because you're doing something. Continue to teach us your way. Perfect us, make us, mold us, break us, convict us. Do what you need to do to accomplish your great end. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.